flock, they thought it was
a big
pretty
place.
Crowded.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. It was pretty well run down when we came.
I see.
Of course, the highway pumped dollars into it, and they began to climb again, you know. But the mines, most of the mines were shut down by that time. There were a few that were running, but most of them were shut down.
Mm.
And there was just no work.
Mm.
Just no employment
for men
at
to
all.
Do.
No.
Yeah. Mm. I forgot to ask you if you had brothers and sisters.
I have two brothers and three sisters.
Okay. And do they have any children?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all. The oldest had one, the next one had two, then the one just older than myself had four, I had five.
Okay. Now, do they all live in this area? I'm just wondering if you...
No, I have a brother in Arizona and a brother in California, a sister who lives between California and Mexico.
I was just wondering if you got to see them very often.
I have one in Arvada that I get to see quite often, and one in Lamar, which is a couple of hundred miles east.
I was in
east.
Lamar not this earlier this week.
Uh-huh.
I was in Lamar on Monday.
Uh-huh.
Not this week, I sure was.
She's lived down there for 20 years, I guess.
Oh, my goodness. Now, the reason I was asking was I wanted to know what their children, what would you call them? What would their relationship be to you?
My nieces and nephews.
Okay. And what would they call you?
Auntie Violet.
Auntie Violet. Okay. So you would be their what? You think?
Aunt.
Okay, and
mm-hmm.
your husband would have been their
uncle.
Okay. And you mentioned you had a child who is a female would be
daughter.
Okay. Now I want to ask you something about your early schooling here. Now, what was the school like? Was it a big school or a small school?
It was very small. There were probably 17 to 19 students in each class.
Okay, in each class.
And we had two classes in a room until the eighth grade. Then they had like high school and they moved from room to room. The teacher stayed in the room and the children would go in for an hour class and then they'd move to another room and another teacher.
I see. So it was a fairly big building though. I mean, how big was it?
It was probably 10 to 12 rooms.
Mm-hmm. Was it two-story?
Two-story.
Two-story.
Mm-hmm.
Two-story. Is it still in town?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's decaying,
mm-hmm.
deteriorating.
The man that owns it won't let anyone do anything about it. We're mm-hmm. going to lose it, and it just makes me sick.
Why? That's terrible.
Because he can. I think he's just being obstinate because we are going to lose it. It's cracked on, I'll point it out to you before
yes.
you leave town, but it's cracked on the west side, clear from the eaves, clear to the foundation. And it was built with bricks that were fired right here in Georgetown, right just below town. So they're real soft. They're not as hard as bricks from other areas.
But
the clay was...
Because of that, it's a real important building.
That's right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's really important. Were most of your teachers growing up, were they men or were they...
I would say about half and half, but that's it's hard to remember that many years ago.
Yes, yes.
But I would say about half and half.
Okay. What I was wondering was, did they have a name for a female teacher? Usually who wasn't married, would they ever call her a school marm? Or?
Very seldom.
Okay.
No, I don't remember ever hearing...
Okay.
I just don't remember. I know the youngsters didn't, and I don't remember the parents.
Okay.
They usually had very high regard for their teachers.
Yes. Okay. And the opposite of man is...
Woman.
Okay. Now, we've talked about aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews and things like that. All of those people are...
Relatives.
Okay. Would people ever call them relations?